This is the third hearing that the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has held to review federal, state, and local progress on spending funds approved by Congress back in February. Chairman Adolphus Towns, the Democrat from New York, says there's good news and bad news to report.
The good news is that money is flowing from the federal government to the states at a faster rate than the Congressional Budget Office predicted at the beginning of this year. I'm also pleased that the Recovery Act has helped states and localities reduce the severity of budget cuts to the programs that unemployed people need most. In New York, for example, GAO found that the New York City School District anticipates saving 14,000 jobs as a result of the Recovery Act funding. But there is also bad news. GAO found significant shortcomings in the targeting and tracking of Recovery Act spending. The Recovery Act places a priority on directing funds towards projects in economically distressed areas. However, there is substantial variations among states as to what constitutes an economically distressed area. For this reason, it is unclear as to whether Recovery Act funds are going where they are needed most.
But for California Republican Daryl Issa, the ranking minority member of the oversight panel, recent reports that the nation's jobless rate in June shot up to 9.5% call into question one of the main reasons for the stimulus measure.
The U.S. Economy lost 433 net jobs in June, bringing the unemployment rate to 9.5%. These job losses come on the heels of other declining economic indicators that bring total American jobs lost since President Obama took office to 2.6 million.
It fell to Rob Neighbors, deputy director at the Office of Management and Budget, to maintain the administration's stance that the stimulus is a work in progress, one which is beginning to yield a steady stream of results. He offered some samples.
Just this month, 8 days into July, the Department of Education is helping states with their increasing budgetary pressures by accelerating more than $2.7 billion in Recovery Act funds well ahead of schedule. The administration opened competition on more than $15 billion in high-speed rail, smart grid, and broadband programs. All 50 states obligated at least half of their highway funds before the July 1st deadline. And as a result, right now, there are more than 1,900 highway projects underway across the country.
Neighbors argues that the stimulus has slowed the rate of unemployment rise and that spending now in the pipeline through the end of this summer will put even more people back to work, mainly through infrastructure spending. That did little to satisfy committee Republicans like Jason Chaffetz of Utah, who grilled Neighbors.
The goal was jobs, jobs, jobs.
Yes.
And you look at that unemployment number, and you claim that we are slowing the free fall. How can you justify that number?
Well, I think, let me start with 2 points. We're not happy with the unemployment number. The unemployment number is something that we find
unacceptable. How do you justify saying that you're slowing the free fall?
Well, I think that what we would do is we would look back at the job loss that we saw in the first quarter, which was approaching 700,000 jobs a month, and look at where we are right now. We're not happy with the job loss that we're seeing right now.
We're not happy either. But the projections that the administration put forward and what would happen and not happen if we did or didn't do the stimulus are dramatic. They're unacceptable.
It's useful to remember that the states ultimately set priorities for what projects get funded by the stimulus, projects that put people to work. And that's the point made by Pennsylvania Governor Ed Randell and Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley when they were confronted by Congressman Chaffetz's jobs, jobs, jobs argument.
I can bring you to every infrastructure project we've got going, and you will see people working who weren't working before. You'll see Pennsylvania factories getting orders that didn't have orders before. And that's what it's all about.
And they work for private companies.
They don't work for us.
Chairman Towns pressed OMB's Neighbors to work harder to give states clearer guidance on reporting the progress on stimulus spending, and also to provide his committee with better reporting on the topic of jobs saved versus jobs created. The results are expected in September after Congress returns to work after the August recess. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.